Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxson. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Great couple of guests.
Yeah.
Kevin and Morgan from Hobie here talking Hobie kayaks and some serious fishing here, right?
I'm digging it, and I love the fact that we're talking all things fishing. These guys were in the bay, then the lakes, then offshore, then at the island. I mean, this is a great show. And, well, you want to talk about some well-versed guys that can talk about catching a yellowtail with one breath, and then a kubera on the next, and then a tarpon on the following. It's a great show and a serious wealth of information, both about fishing and about all that great Hobie product. So we'd really encourage you to join us. Great opportunity to talk to a couple of real experts. If you want to be a part of the second hour, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Not only do you get a chance to talk to the boys, you're also going to get a shot at winning a great prize. If you didn't hear the first hour of the show, today at the end of the show, every caller is going to be eligible to win that grand prize, which is a $100 Salty Crew shopping spree from our good friends over at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and a $100 gift pack full of Hobie goodies. So a really serious prize. Again, if you want to get your opportunity, that killer pack, 833-288-0973.
All right. Hey, we've had a lot of text questions. Of course, now we have a new feature. If you have a question and you can't get through on the phones, which happens a lot, you can text it to us and we'll do our best to get through as many as we can. But many text questions wanting to see Ricky's arms. And so we took a picture here in the world headquarters.
It's
and
the real thing.
We posted it on our Instagram. So check out our Instagram and Facebook. It's on both Instagram and Facebook. So check out our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram and Facebook, and you can see Kevin, Morgan, and Ricky's new look.
Yeah, I threw
for
you
a temporary new look.
I threw you
say.
A thumbs up, and let me tell you, you better appreciate that, because like it's not easy to get that thumb in that direction right there. So you better appreciate that thumbs up.
For sure. Before we jump in the catch report, though, I want to finish your question you were talking about, the Hobie Mirage Drive.
So and that was also about the Outback and how much that's changed. But the Mirage Drive has been around since 1997. So it's actually two decades older now, and it's gone through so much change. But from there in that design, we introduced a fishing kayak in 2002 with the Hobie Outback, and it was much different than what you see nowadays. In 2019, we released an even more fishy version of the Outback, and it's just got some features on it that just are incredible. It has mounting platforms. It's got the H-rail integrated into it, a track on built into it. It has four rod holders like the old traditional Outback. It has a bow entry that's just way, it pierces the rough water a lot better, and it's got this great seat in it. It's called the Vantage CTW, CT
Ooh.
Wide. Yeah,
wow.
So, you know, for all us fishermen that want to go out there and relax all day and fish, we fish 20-hour days nowadays, but you can go out there and be very comfortable on our kayaks. And most of our product line offers the Vantage seat, and if you want to try it out, go ahead and try it out Fast Lane. You can see all the different models that we offer there, including the Outback and the Pro Angler series we've been hot and talking about this entire show. So
indeed, all right, good one for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report today, and today that fishdope.com report, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, offer a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. We got the man, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Kevin, Morgan. Ricky, that's some story, dude.
It was a wild one.
Oh, man. But what an amazing week offshore, guys, at the area stretching from way down below the border all the way up to the northern Channel Islands and out nearly 100 miles offshore. That's a lot of square mileage, but let me break it down for you just a little bit here. Starting at the famous Catalina Island. At the island proper, still some good signal in that big red yellow. There's quite a bit of it around, guys. Mostly the backside structure spots, backside east and backside west. But stuff's biting sardines, surface iron, and, of course, they love them big mackerels. And then down below the island, down the ridge toward the 277, there's been a decent sprinkle of marlin scattered throughout there and up to the Avalon Bank and a little bit over toward the 14. And then there's also some days that good great yellowfin pops up there. And, man, it's a lot of nice ones, but it's light line and small hooks to get a bite. At San Clemente Island, lots of big yellows this past week. They're scattered along the front, and it's a little smaller fish there. And then up on the 9, man, that was really good fishing for a couple days there. And then another area down towards Eel Point, down toward the back, man, there's been some really nice tankers in the mix at those spots around the back. And then offshore, oh, my God, that tuna fish above the border and then down below the border, that area, Dorado. And Danny just called me here just a couple minutes before going on the air with a little update. That Dorado looks like it's getting on the move. He said there's guys getting Dorados on kelps on the upper hidden, so it's creeping up the line, so that's good news. The yellowfin, once that stuff gangs up above the border, our seiners get on it, unfortunately. And there was a lot of fish around the 43 a couple days ago, but it looks like they may have mopped it up, but there's spots scattered around here and there. And then the bluefin, man, there's lots of that stuff around also, but it's definitely a road trip. The there's two areas, one's on the Tanner proper, and it has good fishing. It's really biting again this morning, but very crowded on the bank, though. You've got to put your fenders out. And then the other zone is down below the Osborne, kind of out in the middle of nowhere outside the Snail there. There's some fish, midwater fish, out in that sector. Both of them have good volume of fish, but again, it's light line and small hooks to get a bite. And then for you big game killers, major influx of swordfish here in this past week or two. Deep drop crowd has definitely been scoring. There's been several really nice ones this week. The best one I know of for sure was a 440 up north. Congratulations, Sergio. Mm-hmm. And I got a rumor of a 510 that was caught off San Diego. I don't know for sure if that's true, but man, that's some big ones. So overall, that's a big one. I can't imagine wrestling one like that outside the boat with him swinging that sword around. Holy cow!
No kidding.
But collectively, guys, there is so much going on. It's absolutely flat calm weather right now, and it looks like it's going to stay that way. It is definitely time to go fishing.
Game on. And yeah. Fishdope.com, of course, Danny and Jeff and the boys have been doing such a great job keeping tabs of what's going on. And so many new features on Fishdope, even showing the MLPAs and also just the all the different maps they have on there. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I got a real problem, guys. I got a day to go fishing tomorrow, and I truly don't know which way to turn. I don't know what we're going to do.
This is a good problem. Yeah, for sure. Well, Mark, great job. Good report. And a lot of fish going around. So yeah. Time to go fishing. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. Have a good week.
All right, you
Mark.
Too. And while we're waiting for Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, you know the guy on the radio, Marcos?
Yeah, Marcos,
yeah,
from the radio.
He's going to be coming up. Our last 2020 San Diego County Ford Dealer Remote broadcast is going to be Saturday, September 5th. That's 2 weeks from today, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I believe. And it's going to be at our favorite out there, one of our favorites, El Cajon Ford.
Oh, it's a great spot.
And, gosh, the guys out there are just so accommodating and just so fantastic. And it's your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Searcher Limited Load 8 sold-out 8-day trip in November. The Searchers celebrating their 50th anniversary, and this trip is prime time for the Ridge, the Rocks, and more. Wow, November trip, wow. So somebody's going to win that trip. And then also, you can win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's that great four-pack boat they have there.
You get your own charter. I always trip out about that. You get your own charter for the day.
Yeah, and then a set of AFCO and Hydra foul weather gear. That's the ultimate foul weather gear from AFCO. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There are going to be a lot of giveaways just for showing up. Cowboy will be there, and Tommy will be there, and the whole gang will be there. Just come on by and have some fun. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for details. We'll see you Saturday, September 5th at El Cajon Ford, Broadway in Maine in El Cajon. And
we got a Marcos from the radio on the line right now from C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great, buddy. What's going on in the water?
Well, things picked back up after a little bit of a inconsistent week there as far as some of the boats are fishing islands, some of them are fishing offshore, some of them are fishing California waters. So all those boats are back fishing offshore and having some good fishing there. The full-day trip, seeing a little bit of Yellowtail Bonito, occasional bluefin, some good calico bass fishing the islands there. They've got a couple boats fishing offshore today, so we'll see how they do. Those overnight boats definitely picked out of it there. Saw some nice bluefin fishing, some yellowfin, not much there, but actually saw some decent Dorado fishing in there along with the yellowtail. And actually, a tribute called in this morning. They're on the first of a two-day trip, and at 7 a.m. they had 13 bluefin on the boat already, and those fish are up to 35 pounds. So definitely picking back up, going the right direction there, and like we know, that's not unusual for some of that offshore bluefin fishing where it's going to go away for a few days. It takes them a few days to get back on it, and it looks like they definitely got back on it there. So definitely some good counts. The half-day trip, still seeing a nice mix of calico bass, rockfish. They had a 10 bonito yesterday morning, 2 yellowtail yesterday afternoon. On Thursday, they had 7 yellowtail in the afternoon to go, 20 bonito and 100 barracuda. So things are definitely starting to change a bit on the half-day there, seeing a little bit more.
Great.
It's that classic, you know, summertime half-day fishing there, a little bit of everything, a shot at some nice yellowtail. Going to do some bass fishing or drop-down fish to bottom there, some good rock fishing.
That's cool.
Like we know, we're creeping up on September, but September hasn't even been our best month the last few years. You know, we still got September, and then going into October, we've had some amazing fishing. So plenty of time to go fishing. Definitely hop on the website there. Our full schedule's up there for those half-day trips, the full-day trips, the one-day, day and a half, a few longer trips scheduled towards the end of the season there, and lots of that stuff's up there. You can make those reservations straight online there. If you'd rather call and talk to us in the office, you can give us a call here, 619-224-3383. And if you want to come down and visit, we are open. You can browse the tackle shop there, come over, say hi, make some reservations, hop on the boat, and get out there fishing.
Right on, Marcos. Well, a great report, and we can confirm that the tribute's at 29 bluefin. So,
yeah.
And we got
Mike called in earlier.
We got a call from Mike. So, yeah.
I don't know how you guys get the updates before we do. We got to talk to Mike about that.
We got you.
You know what? I'm not even going to call. You guys can call me in the morning and give me a report from now on. How's that?
Come on. We need Marcos on the radio, man.
Well, Marcos, sounds like some great fishing. Really glad to hear about all that good variety and full-day fishing, rather. Great half-day count. Sounds like it's really happening. Appreciate a great report, as always, Marcos. And one more shot, if somebody wants to jump on the boat, how do they find you?
Couple options. Hop online, seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations there, and you'll see the same schedule we see there. So if you're trying to call us after hours or phones are busy, you can definitely make your reservations. If you have any questions, you just want to talk to us in person because you like talking to us, 619-224-3383. Great chance to escape that inland heat there and get out on the water and catch some fish.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate a perfect report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. All right. Well, we're going to jump back in and talk to Arnie, who's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How you doing? Rick, glad to see you're home. It's kind of beat up a little bit, but good to see you home.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I tell you, that Facebook Live event we had here about a month ago where we had Kevin out in La Jolla catching that yellowtail, I tell you what, that had been one of the best events we had this year. You see Kevin hook that thing up, and you just hear him go like, yeah! That was just awesome, man.
Kevin is the man, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But, yeah, one thing I wanted to talk to you quickly about, we do have our San Diego Chapter CCA Live. We have our virtual banquet coming up here. We're inviting everyone to participate in our 2020 virtual banquet. We weren't able to gather in person this year, so we'll be offering a banquet package to everyone online. For $50, you will receive a one-year membership through a renewal to CCA plus five opportunities to win any of our prize packages, which are valued at $200 or more. You don't need a membership this year, but would like to still participate. For each $20 donation, you will receive a chance to win. For our big spenders, if you donate $300, you will not only receive 15 opportunities to win any of our prize package, but you'll be automatically entered to win our premium prize, which is a day and a half trip on the Searcher and a custom wrapped rod from M&M Custom Rods. Or you can donate $500, you can get up to three opportunities to win that Searcher trip and the rod. And don't forget about our online auction, too. All this will be available starting August 31st until September 5th, only 5 days long. Make sure to go to ccacalifornia.org to participate in our virtual banquet. We'll be going live on Facebook on Saturday, September 5th at 3 p.m. to announce the winners of each prize package and for our online auctions. And we hope to see you guys online. And also, don't forget about, we have Charger Challenge coming up in October. And that also, information for that is also online. We have room on all the boats. We have 4 boats this year.
Great, Arnie.
So,
that's
guys,
awesome.
Please participate.
Yeah, well, yeah, CCA.com, CCACalifornia.org. Get all the information there. Arnie, good job. The virtual banquet, of course, all this stuff is very important fundraisers for our fights that we're doing Sacramento and beyond, for sure. CCA needs money to do that stuff, and we need your help. So CCACalifornia.org.
So I was actually at the banquet last year, just a quick story, and I won an auction item. I won a fish dope spotter plane flight.
Sweet.
So,
oh, cool.
Yes. So I get to do that hopefully this coming week, and Ollie's setting me up. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
So I would encourage people to go to that virtual banquet for sure.
Oh, I can't imagine when you see spots of fish. You're going to want to throw a rod, though.
I'm going to go the same day, hopefully.
Parachute on jump out that plane and try and spear one or something. He is the sea samurai after all.
That's it. Man. Yeah. Get the sea samurai. Maybe like have a jump, something. A kayak attached to the parachute. Right?
Don't get that mic wet, though.
Yeah. Hey, Arnie, appreciate the call. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's jump back into the text here. We've got a great text here from Ken in Santa Barbara.
Hey, all right, Ken.
Our good buddy Ken. And he says, I have an older Pro Angler 14 with old-style seat. Is there a way to mount the new-style seat on my old Pro Angler? Good question there.
There is not, and the reason for that is because
you want to sell them a new kayak.
Yeah, number one, you need a new kayak. No, I'm just kidding. But actually, in the molding process, when we create the structure of the kayak that supports the weight of where you're sitting, it's just different between those two seats. So that's the simple answer to that one.
So you need to get upgrade.
Yeah. You do, because there's just different pressure points on where that seat goes.
And the cool thing is there's a lot of value to the current kayak you have.
That's what
too.
I was going
to
say.
You'll be able to sell that kayak. I mean, take it into Fastlane. They'll trade it in for you.
Exactly.
And they'll sell it as a used kayak, but you'll have a lot of value left in that and get yourself upgraded.
You'll recoup a much higher percentage of your funds than you would have thought.
Yeah.
Hobie kayaks
hold their value.
Right now, Hobie kayaks are hot commodities. So, we've been sold out of inventory. We're about 2 months behind right now.
Yeah.
Just because of the COVID thing, and we were actually closed for a couple months.
Yeah.
So Hobie kayaks are hot commodities.
Now would be the time to sell it.
As long as you can get another one.
Yeah. would be the problem. Yeah. You may be out of a kayak for a month or two, right?
Buy the new one first and then sell your old one.
Gotcha. Smart move. Very good. All right. Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, they are still packed 100% solid. Everybody wants to talk to the boys, just like John, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And Ricky, my wife, was listening to you this morning. She's like, oh, my God, but I want to go on that trip. But my question for the guys is, lobster season is coming up, and how easy is it to lobster hoop? And my second question, is there a two-seater?
So, good questions.
Yes, the lobster fishing off of a kayak is very easy to do. If you're familiar with Jim Salazar, who wrote the book on lobster hooping,
yeah,
hooping it up. He's the man, and he does it off of Pro Angler 14 and actually his Tandem Island. So two in one question right there. But the hooping on a kayak is just so easy. You could pedal right up to the buoy right after you drop it in, you're picking it up, and then pull the line right up next to your boat, drop the hoop right in front of you where the pedals are, and your pedals aren't going to let your lobsters scoot into the water, so they're all crawling around right there. And then you put the hoops right behind you or in front of you if you decide to get a Pro Angler or some of the bigger models that we carry, and you can carry your five hoops, and it's very easy to do. On a tandem kayak that we make, for example, like the Oasis, which is a tandem version of the Revolution, essentially, you get two seats, you get two steering handles, and both either front or back person can steer.
Two pedals.
Yep, and it just makes it very easy to do, and just got to make sure that the wife doesn't just stay in the front and hide her feet all day and not pedal.
John and Cindy, it's going to be the opposite for sure. John would be the one hiding. I know.
It's the person behind you. You got to watch out for. Oh, yeah. You can't tell if they're pedaling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the other cool one is the Tandem Island too.
Yes.
Because that one will pedal and sail, right?
Right, and man, that thing is so cool. It's
Is a good one for the Highland series because you have those foldable arms that go out, so you can stack hoops on there.
Super
stable. Pretty good call.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's
the other thing about hooping on the kayak, especially if you, I my mind always goes, because I'm a San Diego guy, goes to Zuniga Jetty, and sometimes those things get in there so shallow, and you're not worried about the boat bumping a rock here or there. Like, you can just get into areas where a guy with a skiff just can't. And when you are hooping 8 feet or something, there's just no boat noise. You're silent. I mean, you that's one of the fisheries where I would say you have a full advantage. Water lobster.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because when I started doing it, I would launch up in North County, San Diego, like Solana Beach, Del Mar, that kind of area, and I free dove, and I knew that people scuba dived for them. But I knew where there were some ledges that were just too deep to get into if you're a scuba diver, and it was too shallow for the commercial guys to hit. Mm. So majority of my limits that I got off my kayak came from like 6 feet of water, just like you're saying. And you just sneak right up, you just pull the net up really fast. They don't
pulls.
Even know you're there.
You're not tired at the end of the night because you're not pulling 50-footers. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good question, John.
That's
Thanks
awesome.
A lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Want to remind you, this portion of the show, it's sponsored by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series. Also, their custom bluefin and their custom yellowfin knives are all from Ann's, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Ann's and Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Ann's also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check annsandknives.com for more details, or get the Fish Pro series available right now at Fisherman's Processing. We come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info with Kevin Nakata and Morgan Prominence. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us, so if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. but you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. This show is flying by. Yeah. I can't believe it. Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Time.
These guys
totally.
Are such experts and so much fun talking Hobie Kayaks here with Kevin and Morgan. And Scott Sherman's got a fish story for us. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Great show.
Thanks.
Hey, a quick comment and a question for your guest is, got a comment on the victory that Wayne Cotto and CCA had on 30-30. That is a huge deal, and it really shows what activism and unity can do. I mean, we saw it with Wayne's victory. We saw it with the city trying to close down the lakes and how he beat that back. But it was only by sticking together as a group of fishermen and unified force that made that happen. So we got to make sure that we keep it up and keep speaking in numbers and with your dollars.
Absolutely.
And then secondly for your guests, I mean, I did a lot of kayak fishing back in the day, and what is your favorite part about being on a kayak fishing? I mean, a lot of times for me it wasn't just the fishing, it was just kind of being out there. So I was wondering what your favorite part of fishing on the kayak is.
Not working.
It is work for you. We call it field research, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I think, there's that funny saying, a bad day of fishing is better than a day of work or whatever. But honestly, you see people go kayaking and they go see the caves at La Jolla or go, look at the sea lions or watch birds. And you're like, yeah, we do that every day. Plus we fish.
Yeah.
And there's so much that you see out there, and every time is an adventure and a new learning experience. So that's what I love about it. And it's relaxing, except not so much sometimes when you go kind of crazy chasing yellow.
Yeah. No, it's fun stuff. And as you know, it's a totally different thing, right, Scott?
Oh yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I heard fish, boiling on the surface before you saw them, and stuff like that on a boat with the engines and the noise and everything else. You'd never pick up on those fish, and getting towed around by a 40-pound yellowtail doesn't hurt either.
Yeah,
no doubt about that, for sure. Hey, good story. Hey, appreciate the call this morning.
You bet, guys. Thanks,
Sherry.
All right. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. Let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Ricky.
Packed they are. Jerry and Dana Point is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, everybody. How you guys all doing?
Great.
Good.
I had a question, but I also have a tip so far as fishing bluefin. One of you pointed out, the issue is getting the bait away from the boat. And most of the time, if you're fishing like an anchovy, the way to do that in the old days, especially with conventional tackle, was that we would take a clear plastic bubble, fill it full of water, and we would tie that like you would a sliding sinker. And this would give you enough weight to get it away from the boat, but then it would not make the line sink because you could adjust the amount of air you put into the bubble. We either sink it or to slowly sink it or to keep it semi-buoyant. And so anyways, that was my
tip.
Because back in the day, bluefin tuna were very, very hard to get, and we weren't catching the giant ones, but if you got anyone from like 20 to all the way up to 50 pounds, that was a real trophy.
Sweet. But, good call, buddy.
That was about it.
Good tip.
The other question I have is that do you guys offer, Kevin, do you offer some type of guide service where you can teach us how to get in and out of the surf without killing ourselves?
Sea Samurai.
I've been guiding, this would be year 10, and I basically take people on Hobies out in La Jolla. That's just, it's such a great place to go fish. It's such an easy access point. Offer that still. I actually took a little bit of a time off because I wanted to catch big bluefin on my boat. So now that they're disappeared for a little bit, maybe I'll jump back into it. And I have been taking a couple people here and there. If you're interested, you can look up seasamurai.com. That's me.
Seasamurai.com.
Yep, Seasamurai. And then you can come out with me.
Sweet. And I would highly encourage you. You want to learn something about fishing, man? I know when I took the guy fishing, I learned a lot.
And
prepared to stay out all day.
Yeah. I was going to say, Kevin doesn't spend much time on the surf stuff. It's going to be focusing on the fish.
Mm-hmm. But you'll learn how to get in and out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Pack a lunch and a dinner.
Yeah. We did have a text question. By the way, thanks a lot for the call this morning. We did have a text question that it was asking about procedures of getting in and out of the surf. Can you kind of briefly go over that? I think it's a good question and something that people need to be aware of.
Especially with you two guys in here.
Yeah.
Well, number one, I think just being able to read surf and stuff, if you surf or spend time in the ocean, you're already going to be at an advantage because you can actually look at what's behind you and kind of tell what's coming or not. But number one, with a kayak, especially a Hobie, because none of them are designed to surf waves,
right?
You don't want to catch a wave. So coming in, I always pedal in and out of the surf. Coming back in, I will to actually take my paddle and lay it across my lap sometimes in case I need to turn super sharply. I'll actually dig the paddle and turn the rudder and pedal just to pivot, you know, 180 degrees around.
Because the surf's going to want to push you one way, right?
Yeah, so what you want to do is kind of wait for a set to pass through and then try to get on the back of a wave, not on the front of it, but on the back, because it's the furthest distance away from the next wave that's coming. And then just go as hard as you can once you have that opening. If you feel like you're going to catch a wave, or if you feel a wave picking you up and you're shallow enough or able to do it, I suggest jumping off of your kayak and hanging onto the back of it. And you almost do what I call a body drag. Imagine you act as a resistant anchor or a drift chute back there, and it keeps your kayak upright and from flipping over. And so many times that I've kind of screwed that part of it up.
Misjudge your timing.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, no, jump here off. We go. And I just jump off ahead of time. And so just look over your shoulder and keep an eye on it.
Be prepared to get in the water, too. Be dressed to get in the water.
And good call. Don't be too proud to go home or go fish the bay if it's a day where you're going to...
Yeah. That's a great point.
You know, you're questioning it, and you're like, man, if I flip and I, you know, lose four of my rods and reels in the surf, that's going to suck. So maybe it's not worth it. Another thing, use a rod leash. And if you are concerned about getting your gear kind of messed up by that super salty water or high salinity water in the surf zone, take your reels off your rods, put them in a dry bag, put them in a hatch, and then take your rods and bundle them together and strap them to the side of the kayak.
Secure everything up. Mm-hmm.
Eliminate any worry or possibility.
Especially
of
what's 15 minutes at the end of the day going to cost you to?
Yeah.
If the weather picks up a little bit,
and then you have nothing to worry about except for getting your hair wet.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, that's
so what about the pedals? How do you have to worry about getting the pedals in shallow water?
Especially now with kick-up fins, no.
Not anymore.
And so that brings up a great topic that I wanted to mention is all of our drives come with kick-up fins now.
New drives.
Yeah, so basically if you're pedaling along and you contact an underwater obstacle like a log, a boat ramp, a rock, those fins will just disengage backwards. And then as you go over that obstacle and continue pedaling, they just pivot right back into position from the force of the fins. So there's really nothing to worry about, and all you have to do is put a foot forward. Once you get used to it, I think Kevin and I both do the same thing. We'll pedal in, and as we are getting into that shallower zone, we can usually tell. We just pull the drive, lift the rudder, and we hop out, and we're done.
So if you have an older Hobie Mirage Drive kayak, can you put the new pedals in or no?
Yes.
With the exception of the Mirage Drive 360.
Yes.
Okay.
Mirage Drive 360s.
But if you have an older Hobie kayak and you want the new flip-up fins, you can do that.
Yes. Yeah, you can. Well, you can upgrade your fins, or you can, you know, it's probably just easier to get a new drive. And you might have to cut the guide track pins off, which are on newer model boats. Those are just basically for helping people to align the drive. Makes it easier putting in and taking out.
Yeah. But people like Fastlane will help you do that.
Absolutely.
They know how to do. They do that all the time. So
exactly.
If you go to Fastlane, they'll be able to help you out with that. Yeah, for sure. Bart Hall's on the line. You guys know this guy.
We love Bart.
Hey Bart.
Hi Bart.
Morning Bart.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can. Loud and clear, buddy.
Okay, good. This I just wanted to call two of my favorite people in the studio with you guys. Of course, you two are my favorite too. But how you doing, Morgan and Kevin? What's going on?
Doing great, Bart.
Good,
how are you,
Bart?
Good. I'm just sitting here, you know, thinking, you know, Morgan is named, my older son's name is Morgan, and so I have an affinity for him, and I watched
him. He must be a good guy.
Yeah.
I started watching you when you were a little fisherman, and now you're an exalted person at Hobie, and it's very cool. And, of course, Kevin and I do a lot together, and we have a lot of fun during the year promoting fishing and promoting Hobie.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you guys for that.
And you're a believer in us, so thank you for all the support of the years at the show.
Yeah, and I got to throw out, you have some really great people at Hobie, too. Ruth, one of my favorite people, Ruth Tiglia, she's such a sweetheart and such a nice lady.
Yeah, she's our supervisor, and there's no better person to work for in the world. And
nice people. And the cool thing about Hobie is it's right here. It's no Oceanside. You guys make the kayaks here. You do everything here, right?
Yeah. Talk about made in America.
Yeah.
And employing, people
local
here.
People.
There's about 200 factory and office staff that worked right in Oceanside, California. We make all of our roto-molded kayaks right there. And it's just
not imported from China.
I didn't know that.
No.
It's just manufactured in Oceanside.
Yeah.
I knew that that was home base, but I didn't know that's where the...
Facilities up there. Basically, our offices and factory, I would consider one, where we make them and assemble all the kayaks and everything, and then they get taken over to a warehouse. And at that first facility, we have six giant roto-molding ovens. So it's pretty awesome
To
see the whole process. Every kayak starts off as a few buckets of powder.
crazy.
Yeah, they get poured into a mold. We have these guys that look like the Tin Man. They come, you know, they're all gray because they're working on molds and cleaning them and stuff all the time. And then they go over to warehouse, and then there's semi-trucks that pull in there, and they ship them all over the country and the world. And then we have our parts and accessories warehouse in a different location kind of doing the same thing. So.
And a lot of those parts and accessories are made right here, too.
Yes, a lot of them. And, we have a team of, I think, 9 engineers and designers that are constantly working on stuff and trying to improve things. So it's a great team and a great company that, you know, if you're... They are a little more expensive, but you're getting the best, and you're getting something that's American-made that's supporting people like Kevin and I so that we can help
go
our
fishing.
Dirty habit of addiction.
And share your stories with us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah, that's right. The best part, right, Bart?
Well, yeah. And you know, Morgan and Kevin, I'm sitting here this morning as I'm listening, and I'm working on the new Long Beach map, which is mostly outside. Almost everything is outside. So what that means is, in the past, when you went down to test drive a Hobie kayak with Kevin in the lagoon, you were pretty much on the outside of the show. But this now, Kevin, you're going to be right in the middle of the darn thing. Testing the
yes.
Hobie kayaks will be right in the center of the
wow.
show for this year.
That's going to be cool.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. So I can't wait for that when we get to Long Beach next year.
Well, we're working on it. There's some challenges ahead of us, but what we're working on looks pretty good. So,
awesome. I can't wait for Fred Hall.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite times of the year.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate it very much.
Great show, guys.
Good
See
luck,
Bart.
Thanks.
Thank
Let's
you, Bart.
Jump back in the phone.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. How about this time we talk to Dan? Dan's calling us from El Cajon this morning. What's up, Dan? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Rick. Get better soon.
Buddy.
My question is, give me an instance that you were out on the water and all of a sudden the weather kicked up and you just went, oh, my God, am I going to make it back in?
I have a good story.
I bet you do.
So there was a Santa Ana day a few years ago. This is when I was kind of first getting my feet wet in La Jolla. And the Santa Anas were blowing off the beach, and you know, basically, if you weren't getting back into shore, you're fighting a 30-mile-an-hour wind coming in. It was bad. It was an ugly day.
Really bad.
And, you know, I think that what the most important thing is that I took away, I'll tell the rest of the story in a second, but to get on top of the topic of safety, is to make sure you're carrying a portable handheld radio. At the very minimum, you got to be out there, you got to be ready with the radio, because in the instance where you're rendered useless as a kayaker pedaling or paddling, which I'm about to get into, you need one of these things. So getting back to it, I was pedaling along. And this is the early days of Hobie, right? So we've had some time to re-engineer the Mirage Drive many, many times. This is 2010 or something. And I was pedaling along, and all of a sudden I just feel my right leg go womp, right past the point of pressure where you'd be, you know, pedaling along, and all of a sudden, you know, you just feel nothing. And so I looked down, and my crank had broken off.
Oh.
So then I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll just paddle in. I'm only, you know, maybe a quarter mile away from the beach. And I'm paddling, and all of a sudden, my paddles just break right in the middle, because they used to be made of aluminum. We've upped that, and we make them now out of carbon fiber. And
the blades were just super bad back
in the day. They were back in the day.
You didn't really need a paddle.
Right.
Yeah. But
things have
advanced
quite a bit.
And to build on your story, not to interrupt, Kev, but every single Hobie kayak comes with the paddle as a backup plan.
Yeah.
So when you buy it, you're also getting like a $100 paddle for free. But it's always there as a safety feature.
Backup safety.
Right. Yeah, we've definitely upped the game recently. I mean, it's changed so much. And based on, you know, our feedback, we give a lot. And this story was one of them. And so I'm...
That's why you have to go out and do field research.
That's right.
But for real, though.
Stuff.
I mean, that's a real story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there, and obviously I can't do anything. And I was dumb enough and young enough to not have carried a VHF on me or anything like that. So I'm sitting there, and I had to tie up to the kelp, and I had to wait for the lifeguards to come around, wave them in, and they came by and then towed me. They towed me, but the kayak flipped over, and I lost all my gear, which was the biggest sad point of that day, aside from being in danger.
Yeah.
So I lost everything.
Safety.
Yeah.
So Justin in La Jolla texted us a question about PFDs.
Right.
Let's talk about that while we're talking about safety real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Zeus, the water god, slapping you in the head and going,
yeah.
Kevin, grow up,
that's
take
right.
safety gear.
Yeah.
Learn by your mistakes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you survived.
That was before you were the samurai.
Yeah.
When you were in training.
Yeah. So I was a pre-samurai.
PFDs, actually, it's as a company policy, any photographs or videos that we do at work, we have to have a PFD on. And we can't actually promote any pictures or videos unless someone's wearing a PFD. It's a company policy.
That's cool.
And we used to get kind of pissed about it. You know, it's like a hot summer day, mm-hmm. and we're like, we don't want to wear a PFD. It's hot. Well, they actually make inflatable jackets that you barely can tell, and that's what we wear most of the time. You can keep your cell phone right in the pocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is that a Hobie-branded product?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there's tons of great options, you know, depending on what you need. I think... if you're in a cold water environment, a nice PFD can actually add to your layering up and
sure,
keep
sure.
you warmer.
And the
stuff,
nice thing, like you
storage.
Say, has they have pockets in them and stuff like that. You can put
yeah.
your VHF radio right in your pocket
that's
in front
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they're super comfortable, the ones that Hobie make.
Yes.
Yeah, they're
and
made for kayaking.
Yep, exactly. And with the flat back, so you can, you know, there's not a lot of padding in the back, so it doesn't interfere
yeah.
with your seat too much. Most of it's kind of in your torso area yeah. On the front.
But an absolute must when you're kayaking.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I
for sure.
I highly recommend it. And, you know, safety's first. You want to, you know, it's, we do it all the time. We put the fish first. And, you know, there's plenty of years to catch more fish. You can't do it if you don't come back, you know. So
yep.
it'd be safe out there.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Adam, we still have Hayden?
Looks
he
like
dropped. Okay, all right. Hayden Lane from Fastlane mm-hmm. was calling in to probably put his 2 cents in.
Oh,
this,
cool.
Right? About that. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. Next up we're going to talk to is Scott, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Scott. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a question for the boys. I was wondering, for the San Diego Lake, are you able to use the stand-up, not the stand-up paddle, but the inflatable Hobie kayaks, the IS, like 11 and whatnot?
It depends on which lake, right, Kev?
Right. Like some of the lakes around here, Lower Otay, Miramar, and you can do it at San Vicente, Lake Barrier, all these other lakes that allow...
Does LCAP allow kayaks, too?
LCAP does, yep.
These all the San Diego City lakes.
So are kayaks considered water contact?
Right, that was my
question.
So, in some lakes, they don't allow it, like Diamond Valley, right, is a perfect example where it's a no water contact lake. You can't have a hole in your boat. You can't have a Mirage drive
there.
It has
to be there. Like a canoe.
It has to be sit-inside style.
Sit-inside,
yeah,
okay.
So they wouldn't allow the I-11 on there, but most
would they allow like a Mirage? They wouldn't allow any Mirage drive, like a Hobie would not
mm-hmm.
be allowed there. Okay.
Yeah, most of the lakes allow paddle or the I-11. In answer to the question, I mean, like it's more of a kayak to their most people's eyes, you know. And I think that you would be able to go on the lake no problem. As long as they allow
watercraft.
That's
an awesome little fishing boat, too.
The I-11 is... Yeah. Talk about that, because that is the cool... I mean, you talk about taking stuff on your boat to go over to the islands.
Well, that's what I'm in the market for. My wife and I have gotten really into fishing mammoth, and, like, just the ease of being able to put two of those in a bag in the back of the truck while we're, you know, while we're bringing everything up. Like, that's what I'm in the market for right now, is one of those I-11s.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like the mammoth special.
Oh.
It's great.
Like everything special, but...
Yeah, throw it on your boat, throw it in your car,
exactly.
Throw it anywhere. Talk about that.
It's great for people that have apartments, too. Because if you don't have a garage or a
RV.
Place to store, and you want to get on the water and you want to have something that you can use like a kayak, it is a kayak. It is just an inflatable version
of it.
And
it's a Mirage Drive kayak.
Right.
It has a Mirage
Hands
system
free.
And everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's 11 feet long, it's super stable, and they're super strong, right?
Right, and then it packs up, it inflates right into the 11-foot stand-up paddleboard hybrid kayak.
It's basically like a stand-up paddleboard that's like 3 times thicker once you
mm-hmm.
inflate it,
mm-hmm.
and 3 times more stable.
Right.
Maybe not 3 times,
and
but
you've
very
improved
stable.
The durability of it lately,
mm-hmm.
too. Right?
Yeah, it's a drop-stitch material, so it's very strong, very rigid. It doesn't flex like cheap inflatable products will, because all those fibers, there's thousands of fibers inside of it holding the ceiling to the floor,
mm-hmm.
so it prevents it from flexing.
And it's a flat bottom rather than a round, so it's not like an inner tube. You're not sitting on a rounded inner tube. You're sitting on a flat bottom.
And it's fast.
It's very fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
So, like, you want to get to the other side of the lake?
Mm.
I don't know. They're probably pretty close. Neck and neck, because, that flat bottom, and there's pretty much nothing except for the rudder,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's pivoting.
But the biggest takeaway is that you can pack it into a really small little bag. I mean, it's not little, but it's about a 3-foot bag, you know, length and width. And you can also fly with this
thing. I've taken them down to Cabo. And
just check it as luggage.
That's right. Check them as luggage. They weigh, you can get, if you take the drive out, they're like under 50 pounds, but you can also just pay $75 and then you have a kayak for your entire
stay there.
Yeah. And taking them down to Rancho Leonero.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, throw a little bucket on the back with some caballitos or whatever and catch like 50-pound rooster fish off of them. It's awesome.
That sounds really
cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got that $100 shopping spree to Fastlane and the $100 Hobie gift pack. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what an awesome show. So much great information and such a great prize. Again, $100 Salty Crew shopping spree at Fastlane and that $100 gift pack going to Jerry in Dana Point. Jerry, congratulations. You are going to love that gear.
Indeed. Congratulations, Jerry. And I want to thank everybody for calling today. And
this is great.
And also the inaugural launch of our text, overwhelming. And thank you all. I'm sorry we didn't get to all the texts. We couldn't. There's no way.
Yeah, the idea was...
About 6 hours, we got a lot of text.
The idea was to take the best ones and read them. They were all great.
Yeah, they're all great.
There
were
some fantastic ones.
Yeah, but we
keep it up.
We weren't able to do a lot of them. So thank you very much. We'll continue that. Obviously, it's a hit. So thank you guys, Morgan and Kevin. If somebody wants more information on Hobie, how do they do it?
Hobie.com, and thank you guys for having us so much. We love it.
Such a great show. Yeah, we'll do it again soon, okay?
Absolutely,
all right.
Rick. All right. Fast.
And Debbie at Fastlane wanted me to be sure to tell people that they have a whole batch of I-11s just arrived. So get them while you can because they're going to sell fast. I guarantee you that. So go to Fastlane and grab that I-11. And, hey, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're right back in here in the world headquarters. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam in the studio, and thanks to Adam for our app stuff. And actually, Adam was the creator, along with his wife, Jenny, of the text, too. So thanks for
doing
all that, Adam. Appreciate that. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here, 7 to 9 a.m.